with you all day long. This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
It's what happens when the Oilers have a 5-1 win over the Vegas Golden Knights, the dreaded Vegas Golden Knights. Other than the Toronto Maple Leafs, I think that's the team I dislike the most. I mean, they beat us last year and won the Stanley Cup. More than the Flames, 100%.
No, like the 100%. Flames is always a burning hatred in my soul. Yeah. It'll always be there,
yeah.
But there's flare-ups.
Yeah,
and right. I would agree with Chris that right now that there is a serious flare-up for Vegas.
Yeah.
I hate their guts.
Yeah.
The way that they manipulate the cap
right.
to set themselves up in the playoffs with all these expensive contracts.
They haven't had to suffer as a...
Exactly. That's the big one. It's like, they got lucky because the rules of expansion drafts when they came in basically set
them up. And they did a good job. They're a great organization. I mean, they are, but that doesn't mean we can't...
I hate them so much.
Don't hate the... Hate the player, hate the game.
Right? I was telling my in-laws about this, how much I hate them, and their eyes just glazed.
I'm sure they had no interest in
There's
that
a team
all.
In Vegas?
There's an NHL? What's going on? All right. Anyway, Oilers win 5-1. That's all
That's
that really
nice.
Matters. So that was a good one more week, and then the playoffs start on April 20th is the first playoff game for the Oil, and they'll be doing that at home, so it's pretty exciting. Right around the corner.
Well, I can't believe it already.
Yeah. All right. Your chance to, again, go to Luke Bryan with Quick Draw in mere moments. When I talk about the meal that you eat in the evening, I call it supper. And when I say it, drives Matt crazy. I usually say, on the farm, we
that's
say...
That's what we call it on the farm.
That's what we call it on the farm. We call it supper. And you've got a hot take about supper, Matt.
Yeah. My brother-in-law also says supper.
Right.
And I think people who say supper almost feel like they're superior than dinner people.
Why?
There's this like rural, I wouldn't say rural bias, but this like blue collar feel to people who say supper, right? It's like it's more homey, it's more quaint, it's more special than us dinner people who just sit down and shovel our slop in our mouths.
But I feel like that's the exact opposite.
No. Of what it is.
No.
100%.
That's what supper people would say.
No, right? A dinner is like for a dinner party. It's fancy. Supper is like family down home.
Yeah.
I think this is your confidence speaking.
Dinner has just been a time and a place to eat a meal. It's never been like a symbol.
Right.
I feel like people who say supper
people
use,
own it.
They use it as a symbol.
Yeah, they own
say
it.
Like, well, hey, you know, I'm actually having supper fancy pants.
Yes.
No way. Dinner's at 7. Don't be late. That's fancy pants.
You eat at 7 o'clock?
Isn't that nice,
yeah? No way. Mark. Yeah, you're not. I mean, the first time in your life, you're wrong again because supper is the opposite of what you're saying. It's not for elitists. It's literally just.
Supper is for families.
For down home people.
Yeah.
Right? Down home people. Like us.
Oh, here comes the supper people.
Yeah.
They this is what I'm saying. Supper is better than dinner. Dinner's for high society. You're so wrong.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Supper people put themselves on this, like, I'm the salt of the earth.
We put ourselves on a low pedestal?
Yeah, but then, it's almost like bragging about how, like, you're more in touch with...
Right.
Supper is for people that actually work for a living.
Yes.
Yes.
There you go. Once again, you supper people think you're better than us.
That's right.
Folks.
On the farm, it was like, okay,
yes.
Go be in the field, and then we'll all meet again in the evening for supper. And sometimes that supper was at 9 o'clock at night because, the day was long.
I feel like everyone is welcome for supper, and you're only invited to dinner.
Oh, yes, supper people.
That's a good way of putting it. Like a neighbor could come over for supper.
Yes.
Right? Just out of the blue. It's like, oh my gosh.
I think the thing that we're forgetting here is that I don't think dinner is anything. I think it's just a time you eat food. I'm not putting it
I think this is a you problem.
By the text line, it sure feels like it. No, but I still because, stand by supper. Supper people will go out of their way to call it supper too.
Yes, every time I use the term supper, right? It drives Matt crazy.
I think it's, call it what you want. I don't really care. But it's like every time, hey, when are we going to eat? Oh, supper is at 6 o'clock. Oh, here's another supper person. And every time we talk about dinner, you can't just like join the conversation and say dinner. You're always like, well, it's actually supper because I'm such salt of the earth.
Tim says, sorry, Matt, you're wrong. Chris and Jack are right again.
Guess what, Tim? So is everybody saying that. All right?
You're wrong again, Matt.
Matt's getting cooked like supper.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
All right, quick draw. We have got two very excited ladies, Kat and Bonnie, to play the game. How are you doing?
I'm ready. I'm ready, Bonnie. I'm bringing it.
All right, there you go.
Kat.
Kat is, yeah, she's giving you a little bit of smack talk. I like that. Okay.
Draw that line in the sand. Here we go.
All right. It's, again, Luke Bryan tickets. First one of three is going to win. And just scream out your answers. I don't think there'll be an issue with you not screaming out your answers today.
Can we just ask, Kat, are you team dinner or team supper?
Oh, I texted my girlfriend this morning, my best friend, and I said, hey, you want to come over for dinner tonight?
Ooh, you fancy. Bonnie, team dinner or supper?
Supper.
There you
okay.
go.
Okay, this is really a battle now.
Okay. All right, we'll find out. Let's go.
I hope you lose, Bonnie.
Uh-oh. A candy cane flavor that starts with the letter P.
Peppermint. I said it first.
I think it was Kat. Yeah. Yes. Just a reminder
Kat.
To say your name afterwards, just so we know.
No lobbying.
Okay. Well, that was what a dinner person would do. Okay. A type of cereal that starts with the letter G.
Granola. Oh,
that's Bonnie.
Bonnie got it. Bonnie
okay,
got it.
There you go.
No, it was actually Kat.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, okay. Don't confuse things, Matt, please. Something you see in a hotel that starts with a letter B.
Bathroom.
Who said bed?
Bonnie.
Oh,
I said bathroom first.
No, Bonnie or Kat? Don't make me turn on you as a dinner person. It was Bonnie.
You have got to block her here, Kat.
I'm going to give her my best.
You got to do it for all the dinner people.
Yes.
A card game that starts with a letter C.
Canola. Oh.
What was that, Bonnie?
Canola.
Canola?
She got it.
I don't know. Canola sounds like a crop. It doesn't sound like
I
a
said,
game.
I can ask that. I said pro-canola after you said canola. So I'm going with that.
I think we got to do a new question.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, ladies.
Isn't canasta something you do if you got something going on down below?
That's canasta. But we move forward.
That's canasta, Chris. That's canasta.
Yikes.
Okay, we're doing a new question, all right? Something you shouldn't do in church that starts with a letter S.
Swear. Cat.
Who said swear?
Cat.
Wow, it is tied.
Okay. This has been the longest, most confusing game we've ever played. But it goes down to this. Are you ladies ready?
Yes.
For Luke Bryan tickets, a canned food that starts with a letter T.
Taco sauce.
What was that?
Taco sauce. Canned taco sauce? I guess that would be salsa.
Yeah.
Who said taco sauce?
Kat.
Oh my gosh.
Kat, you did it.
Bonnie, I think this is best for everybody.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.